The improv saxophonist Jack Wright will be performing this Saturday, June 29th, in a trio setting with Peruvian guitarist improviser Jorge Espinal and Ben Bennett on percussion. The concert's at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton, and it begins at 8 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Jorge Espinal is a guitarist improviser active in the Buenos Aires experimental music scene. Ben Bennett comes from the free jazz scene, then became immersed in the noise and punk scene, and later the North Carolina primitivist culture, and his music is a stew of those ingredients. Jack Wright, described 20 years ago as an undergrounder by design, has been traveling through the U.S. and Europe since 1979 in search of interesting partners and playing situations. His music has been called fiery, breathless, free jazz, and quiet, breath-filled, often animalistic sounds. Saxophonist improviser Jack Wright.
I started playing free-form improvisation in the late 70s. I think like most people, when they're playing music, they think there's one way that they play, pretty much. I was playing what you'd call free jazz today, real hot and heavy and blowing out all the stops. I did this through the 80s, touring the country, and I was very happy with it. And then I just began to feel that I was repeating myself, and although there was a resonance of my music among the audience, it was no longer resonating with me. It took me a while to find other ways to open up more for me. About 7 years ago, I began to find some other players who were doing something different, a music more based on really concentrated listening, which is what I would say this music is today. So instead of playing a steady stream of notes that are going all over the place and rather formless, I think what I'm doing now is playing with a lot of long sustains that change in terms of texture. Sustains and texture and a lot of space, often quieter music, but to me it's just as intense as anything that I did in the past.
I've heard a number of people approaching that in the same way. Percussionists that I know you've worked with in the past, Toshi Makahara is kind of like that, where the spaces between the notes become just as important as where the notes fall.
It really depends on who one is playing with. There are some people I played with, two German musicians I toured with last summer in this country, and they played extremely quietly, a flute player. Every time I would come down to her level, she would cut her volume in half. So I was down to just a little whisper of sound. Now, playing with Michelle and Tatsuya, they play with a lot more force and volume, but also getting into some very unusual sounds. I mean, I think that this music I'm involved in now is more about sound than it is about pitch and harmonics. It's not about harmonic development. It's about how sound can open up. There will be relationships that you begin to hear. We work on frequencies, long phases where the intensity is maintained.
It seems like it's a very organic form of music, particularly if it's a group where everybody knows each other very well or knows their territory, knows what they're going to be doing, as opposed to something where there's, you know, a score, where there's a thought that, okay, we're going to do this and this, and then this movement, we're going to go here. With the kind of improvisational music that you're playing now, at least with the disc I've heard and with some other performances, that it's organic. That's the only way I can really describe it. Everybody is growing together. Everybody is living together in the same space. And it's not like you do eight measures and you try to out-jam the other person and then they do a bunch of things and they turn it back to you or goes to the third person. But it seems like it's a thing that everybody helps grow together. Part of the enjoyment I've always gotten, and from what I could see a lot of people that watch performances, it's just kind of the same way. There's a sense of discovery together where everybody kind of watches this thing being formed or watches this thing being grown by the people performing.
Yeah, I think that it became very clear to me on this tour that the music is a product of the musicians and the audience together. There's a common concentration in the room. You know, especially a lot of times I play with other musicians in the room who are listening and people that I have played with at other times, maybe. So I feel like I'm playing with them. But last night here in St. Louis, there were a lot of young teenagers who were involved in improvisation. So I felt like I was playing with them and bringing them into the music very much.
Saxophonist improviser Jack Wright. He performs this Saturday with a trio setting, Jorge Espinal on guitar and Ben Bennett on percussion. It's at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton. The number for more information is 610-250-7627. They're also at connectionsgallery.net and on Facebook. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.